You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Tanya Stevenson joins me now on the day that we've heard the very sad passing of the legendary broadcaster John McCraker. Tanya, you were with him for many years on Channel 4 Racing.
I did, and how lucky was I? I look back now and I was so lucky and so privileged to be in that situation. What a showman he was. And what a support he was, and the encouragement he was, and what immense work and he did for racing as a whole.
And for him as well, you know, if you look at the world of horse racing, you know, he was one of the most recognised faces, wasn't he?
He did. It's certainly one of two. People, even now, you ask, who do you know in racing? And they say John McCurrick and Frankie Dettori. But, I mean, he pushed the boundaries, didn't he? He brought racing through to mainstream by being so eccentric, outspoken, and also so endeared, because he de-jargonised racing. He made it so accessible. And at times he made it serious, he made it fun, and he gave explanation and constructive criticism as much as he gave reason for us all to enjoy it.
And if I was to say to you now, Tanya, I know you'll have many, many fond memories with him, but if I was to ask you to pick one memory that stands out, would you be able to let us know?
Just the ability to go to work every day and laugh. It wasn't work. It was just a joy every day. But would I have one? Just his cheeky little giggling when he had selective hearing for the producer, when the producer told the pair of us to be quiet, specifically Matt, because he was going on an extra minute. He would just keep going on. And then after a minute or so, he'd turn around to me and say, did the producer say something? And then laugh at the same time. And I knew the pair of us were in so much trouble, but not in the nicest possible way, because then a minute after that, the producer would come back and said, you know I did, Max. But it was all in a sense of fun. Is there moments? There's plenty of moments, whether I'm stood in the betting ring at Doncaster and he's casting aspersions of the ability of Leeds United, which wasn't a great idea. Or at the same time, you know, after Big Brother and Celebrity Wife Swap, you had to keep watching those to know where punters would be approaching him and asking him about. And just the fact that in a press room any time, he would be so, so funny and quick-witted in a press room. There was one time that he kept saying to everyone, for quiet in the press room, this is where the old Doncaster press room, and there was a jazz band outside. So John Franken went outside and asked the jazz band a favour, and he got the jazz band to come round in the press room and play while Matt wanted quiet. And we just couldn't stop laughing to the extent that Matt then suddenly burst into laughter. But yeah, it was just those cheeky, mischievous, fun moments and the importance that he made Channel 4 Racing and any employer he worked for, a team. We were all a team and he just encouraged us all. He was so hardworking.
And one thing that people have said about him over the years is well, Tanya, you know, he was one of the punters, wasn't he? You know, he thought like a punter, he acted like a punter. And people have said over the years, you know, he was one for the punters.
He certainly was. All the bookmakers, they respected him for it. They admired him for it, because as much as he would criticise the bookmakers and maybe some of the things that they did, he would also put heaps of praise on them, but he would keep them in check in such a endearing way, and he had the respect of them, he had the respect of Westminster, and yeah, it was then a refreshing, healthy environment, because they, punters and bookmakers were always looking in and waiting to hear what Max said next, but at the same time he gave them he would advertise them and chat about them, and yeah, he would just make it a debate discussion, and it would be just so refreshing.
And one thing he was known for as well was the old tic-tacking, wasn't it?
Yeah.
For many, many years, you know, growing up watching Channel 4 Racing, you know, it was always in the betting ring and always tic-tacking. You don't see anybody do that, do you?
No, sadly, because of technology, it is an art that is now extinct. And yet, because of technology, it should be brought back, because tic-tacking is very few of us that know tic-tacking nowadays. Mac knew it very well indeed. He would try and convey it across the screen and at the same time explain the sign language to was relevant to the price he was talking about. And he would also give the rhyming slang, like Burlington Bertie, 130, or ear hole for 6 to 4, and then do the same gesture in the tic-tacking. To the extent that he loved the rhyming slang, I believe that his cats were called Burlington and Bertie. So that's how much. But he was just an integral part of the racing industry, betting industry, and he brought racing into the mainstream.
And just to ask as well, when we would see him on Channel 4 Racing, when people like messing about, like stood behind him or at the side of him and everything, you know, he would like say to him, you know, grow up and stop it and everything. But did he quite enjoy that as well at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, you saw, and everyone saw the times when he was saying grow up, but the few minutes beforehand, he would always give them a chat beforehand saying that if you keep still and, you know, look to camera, you'll all get in shot. So as soon as those that were wanting to get in shot started to act up, then they're ruining the chances of other people. So he wanted to embrace everyone and get as many people to be part of the atmosphere and part of the day. And that's why he was turning around. And sometimes you don't realize it when you were appearing in front of camera. Of course, you have to face the camera. And sometimes you were getting pushed and prodded. And because of the excitement, everyone wants to get in. They don't realize that when you get such a big crowd behind you, you all push forward. And so, of course, he's turning around. You're a bit worried at times that you might fall over or get knocked because you are speaking in front of camera and you need eyes in the back of your head.
And one thing about him is well, Tanya, and I'm talking from my own experience here, especially in the press room, you know, for me doing, you know, local radio once upon a time, if I was to go up to him and say, you know, John, would you mind joining me to talk a bit of racing on radio? He was very helpful and supportive and he loved to get involved, didn't he?
He did. He just wanted to, he's so passionate, so love racing that he wanted to convey it to as many people as possible, try and bring as many people to race courses or just watch racing as possible. And he was so, so helpful to all of us. He was such a great support, encouraging all of us in our careers and pointing us all in the right direction by any means possible. If it meant an interview, he'd do an interview. Mm-hmm. And if he couldn't do it right now, he would tell you a time. So it was never a no. And if it was a no, there was a good reason to do it later.
I saw an interview with him on this morning a couple of months ago, and he said he was never, ever late for work. Is that right?
He was the first one there always.
Wow.
So if you had a Morning Lion on air at 8 a.m, he would be there at 6 a.m. He was so hardworking. He had one of those wheelie bags full of stats. I used to call them the Dead Sea Scrolls because they were so old and they were so withered at the edges. But he was always early and he was always grafting and writing out stat after stat after stat. And yeah, he was never, ever late for work. Never late for work.
Tanya, thank you very much for your time here and thank you for speaking about your great friend John McCrick.
Thank you. I loved him dearly and so did we all. So thanks, Bobby.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.